G'day, Don. How are you?
Hi, Annie. Hello. And g'day to all the 3CR people out there.
We've got Anila in the studio as well.
You're in the studio, and a lot in the... are there many in the studio?
No, Anila. Anila is my co-host. We've got a co-host now.
It's just the two of us.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's terrific. Yes, well, I'm going to join the pledging responsibility and say that there's $50 coming your way.
Oh, great.
Please forgive me, I'm in the throes of moving house, so I haven't got online yet. So as soon as that happens, I'm very happy to do that, because I think 3CR is probably one of the most important institutions for the Australian people, and particularly for anyone who sees themselves as being progressive, and even to the left of being progressive. It's just a wonderful experience to be associated with you all in a very modest way. I do love it, and I look forward to making some more contributions when I get my act together.
Thank you. What's the weather like where you are in Tasmania?
Cold and very windy, and on the banks of Cunnamulla, which is also known as the Tamar River, and rain pending later on in the day, hopefully, after we've done the big shift.
Well, it's just like being in Melbourne.
I was going to say, you contributed that weather to us.
Oh, it was the other way around, I thought. No.
Oh, sure. Could be. It's really windy here, and it's cold.
Yes, and I have to say that one of the highlights of my week is listening to Kevin, and I think his satirical take is not only factually sound, but it is so funny and biting. And he is utterly brilliant. And I often wonder when I do happen to come on air with you that how am I going to say something would be useful after listening to that? Of course, he had a lot of material, didn't he? You know, that quite amazing report on executive salaries.
Yeah.
I think there's an interesting question in there for mixed up in all of that. One dimension of that is, of course, what about the glass ceiling? You know, all those women who go into chief finance officer roles and chief executive officer roles, who then supervise are part of those 15% and 18% increases in salary in their executive salary, and then we're talking base salary, of course, as well. So there they are. And one of them, I forget her name now, is the now the CEO of Coles, and before that was the CEO of the chief financial officer of Coles. And, of course, she was co-supervising the systemic underpayment of wages. So plenty of material about, isn't there?
Certainly is. What about the Reserve Bank?
Well, the Reserve Bank as well, playing a really quite disgraceful game when there's all sorts of other options about what they could be doing about inflation.
Oh, no. Didn't you hear? They actually underpaid their workers $1 million.
Oh, they're into it as well.
So, that's just one of the things that we could talk about when it comes to the Reserve Bank.
Well, I'm sure Kevin would sort of point out the contradiction that these people can claim extra high executive salaries on the basis that their job is so complex and all sorts of really crazy mathematics to think about and forecasting and all of those sorts of things, that they can't read an award. It just beggars belief, doesn't it?
Well, there you go. Yeah. It's actually impossible for any of those people to be worth the salaries that they're given. It's impossible.
Of course. But what I can promise is that I am making a bit more progress, subject to getting things organised again in my day-to-day life, on the profit story. And everyone keeps talking about the wages story, but of course, we live in a profit system, and I think it's really important to tell the profit story, not just gross profits and the rate of exploitation, which your listeners have heard me bang on about before. We'll revisit that, but we'll look at some other things as well along the way. And the big one, of course, is what's underpinning all of this is what's happening to the actual rate of profit, which is never talked about in public discourse in Australia. and yet it is the sort of the guts of the whole problem. So we'll get into that over the next, hopefully in the next week or two.
Oh, thank you very much for your donation, Don, and good luck with your house move.
And I say to all of our wonderful listeners, happy donating, everybody.